P-Day, January 30th, 2012. Hello, family. It's P-Day again, and that week flew by very fast. This week was incredibly good. We worked incredibly hard. I'm tired, very tired. So is Elder Elema. So starting off, on P-Day last week, we went to the mall with the other elders, and that was fun. I was just spending time there. Tuesday, we had district meeting. And our zone leaders were supposed to come, but they didn't know where the church was, and they ended up arriving almost at lunchtime. So we had ended the district meeting early so that they would arrive and give their training, but they didn't come in time, so it was pretty funny. One of them, Elder Bajos, he's from Sao Paulo, he knows how to speak English, a lot of slang, and it's really funny when he talks, because it's just weird, because he speaks like an American. We did a lot of divisions this week. We talked with some of the members. There's this one member, Jose. He is very, very cool. He's incredible. He comes with us to lessons whenever he can. He talks to his friends about the church. He helps us a lot in his neighborhood. And we have Iago Moroni. He's the ward mission leader. He's 18 or 19. He's getting ready to go on a mission, and he leaves with us a lot, and so does Artur, another 19-year-old. And so it's cool. We went on a division with Artur and Moroni, and then afterwards we went with Jose and still taught with other people. He left with us. And when we went on a division, it was I went with one of them, and Elder Elema went with another one. We worked in our area in different parts. So we did that a couple days. We had weird experiences with investigators that I'm not going to. It was strange. I think it was this week. We taught this one investigator, Hejin Nielsen, and during the prayer, I was saying the prayer, and he just like started rubbing my hair. Elder Elema started the prayer at first, but he said his name wrong, and he just couldn't stop laughing. So he said that I needed to do the prayer, and so I did it. And then Hejin Nielsen did something weird, and I just started laughing, and I ended the prayer quick because it was really irreverent. But it was a good time. He's a crazy kid. So yeah, the baptism fell through on Wednesday for Anisio and Camila. But we scheduled it for Friday, and we prayed that it would work out. We had tried to get them, we had been working with them to get baptized since December, and they had to wait until the end of January. And we had just been praying that the baptism would work out on Friday, that he wouldn't have to work, and our prayers were answered. The attendance wasn't that big because we weren't sure if the baptism would actually work out. But they went there, and the baptism happened, and it was just, they were so happy. It was a really good feeling to finally see that they got baptized. They had actually been waiting for like 6 or 8 months. They had moved from Brasilia, and they were getting ready to get baptized there, but they moved, and then they moved here to San Luis, and they finally got baptized. It was a really good day. And then Sunday, we worked our tails off. It was a lot of work. It was awesome. We ate lunch at Milena and Josimar's house. They're going to get married this week. And they're going to get baptized this Saturday. We are really excited for them. And We did another division to look for people to come to church. We had a lot of people at church. We had 16 investigators visiting church, and it was just incredible. We had worked with the members to help us get all the investigators there, and it was awesome. But yeah, this week has been a lot of hard work. We're really happy. The work's running. The ward's helping. It's awesome. But yeah, that's pretty much what we did this week. Yeah, today we're just gonna rest because we are so tired. We're gonna try and work even harder this upcoming week and get even more work done, help other people and help our investigators even more. So yeah, have a good week. I love you a lot. Hope you had a good week last week, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye. Ciao.